Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, Hillel v'Shammai Kiblu Mehem. Famous Zugos here, who we've all heard of, the Tanayim, Hillel, and Shammai, which Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai came from, where a lot of statements in the Gemara are from Hillel and Shammai, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Hillel Omer, having mitalmidov shel Aaron, ohev shalom, v'rodi shalom, ohev esabrios, u'mikarvan l'torah. So there are four statements in the prescription of Hillel, having mitalmidov shel Aaron, that seems to be the heading, which includes in that ohev shalom, v'rodi shalom, to love peace, to seek after peace, ohev esabrios, to love the created people that are created, humankind, u'mikarvan l'torah, and bring them close to Torah. So the four statements, we'll have to see how they relate to each other and what Hillel's trying to get at. But first, for the more simpler explanation, we'll look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what is the thrust of this Mishnah? Ratzel Omar, what is he trying to get at? Shi'ayv Belibo Ha'emes V'Hashalom K'mo She'nemar Ha'emes V'Hashalom O'avo. What does it mean to be a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen? That you have two midos in your heart that seem to be contradictory, but to try to get them to stay, to coexist together. That is emes and shalom. A lot of times emes will not cause shalom. Let's say, in a simple example, if somebody asks you, do you like my shirt, do you like my tie? So emes would tell you to say, no, I hate your shirt, I hate your tie. But shalom will tell you that that's not the response that you should give. So suddenly you see that emes and shalom could be contradictory, and especially when you're dealing with as the end of the Mishnah says in Mekarvim the Torah, when you're dealing with the truths of the Torah, where you can't budge about the truths of the Torah, so how to get Emes and Shalom to coexist is an issue. The Yerd of Achara befall Yadav, and you should chase after it as much as you can. Ki yesh b'ni adam ovim oso b'lovavam v'lo she'atrichu atzmum v'asum shalom v'olam. So Rabbeinu Yonah is answering your question, which we're going to deal with, and that is, what's with the redundancy? It says, ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. Love, peace, and seek after peace. Why does the Mishnah have to say both? What is Rodev Shalom adding that Ohev Shalom didn't include? Rabbeinu Yonah says, what it includes is that there are many people that love peace. If you interviewed them and asked them, is peace important to you? They would say, yes, I think it's very important that in the shul everybody gets along and shouldn't have any infighting, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to be matriach myself and extend myself to try to create more peace in the world. And they might say, oh, peace is important for them, but the way they act in their life doesn't bring to a derech of shalom. They want to work hard. They enjoy bringing peace to others. That's rodei shalom. Bakei shalom v'radfehu. To seek after peace and to chase after it. What does it mean to be a talmud of Aaron? Not just to love peace, but Aaron would actively seek out peace. And through the peace, what's the next chunk of the Mishnah? Ohev esabrios u'mikarvan l'Torah. K'shai Aaron margish ba'adam shai osa aveiro b'seiser, hayaholich elav u'mischaber imo, v'oso osa ohovo. This is based on Chazal in the Avos Derem Nasan. When Aaron HaKohen would hear that maybe someone in his midst was not keeping up to speed in their shmiras hamitzvos, and they might have done an aveira b'seiser that people don't know about. They did a private aveira. So how would Aaron give them musar? How would he try to correct that? This is the path of Aaron HaKohen, how he would bring people closer to Torah. What would he do? He would become friends with him and make him one of someone who's beloved to him. Also, Ovo, Ovis Abrios. He would become beloved to him. He would become his best friend. And what would this sinner say to himself? Ilu haya Aaron yodea mitzvonei libi, klum haya rotze b'chavrati. If Aaron would know what's really going on in my heart, that I'm involved in this aveira that nobody knows about, he wouldn't want to be my friend. I'm so embarrassed that this great person is my friend when this is what I'm involved in. Elishani muchzak be'inov ka'adam kasher u'ba'al mitzvah. So why is it that Aaron's my friend? He must think I'm a really good guy. He doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes. Ach im yodam achshavti haral yisrachik mimeni. If he knew my bad thoughts, he would run away from me. Ve'inachim al raso v'yashuv. May his charvusa l'rasha kamoni hayom. He wouldn't be my friend. V'zehi alav garma v'toelas gedola l'hifar machshavto hara lachser misturu hara. This thought helps the person do tshuva, because he's going to think to himself, me, someone like me is going to be friends with Aaron. I must correct my ways so that I can be worthy of being Aaron's friend. This is what the pasuk in Malachim, when it describes Aaron, this is where the Mishnah, the Avos Derb Nosson says this Mishnah is based on this pasuk. B'shalom of a Mishar Halach, Aaron would go in the peaceful, straight way. Halach Yitiv, Rabim Heshev Mi'avon, and through going in that way with him, he would bring many away from sin, meaning that he would carry himself in this way of the straight path and peacefulness by becoming close to those who were further away from Torah. He would bring them close to him, and that is what the mission describes as the ideal way to bring people closer to Torah, is through the midah of Aaron, not through tochacha. Sometimes it's needed. It's a whole sugya in halacha. When is the proper time for tochacha? When it's going to be accepted? But the way Aaron, the most effective way he would be mekarev of other people, is to just show them love and to be close to them. And they would say to themselves, wow, I have this chus of being close to Aaron. It must be that I should correct my ways. And that would bring them closer to Torah. Well, Rabbi Yonah doesn't. So that's his basic pshat. His basic approach is, Ohav Shalom v'Rodif Shalom, don't just love peace in your mind and say, I stand for peace, but you should seek peace actively. Ohav Esabrios, through being one who is always a brios and wants to connect to people, and people want them to be around, and you're well-liked, and you're the type of person where other people want to attach to you, like Aaron, then once they're attached to you, we'll mekarev them l'Torah. You will help them get closer to Torah and move them away from their sins, because they're going to say to themselves, someone like me can be friends with Aaron, I must correct my ways. What Rabbi Yonah doesn't explain is how the first half of the Mishnah relates to the second half of the Mishnah. It seems to be two disconnected points. Ohiv Shalom, v'rodiv Shalom. One important aspect of Aaron HaKohen, that he was Ohiv Shalom. Then, besides Ohiv Shalom, v'rodiv Shalom, he would be Ohiv Esabrios and Mekarev on the Torah.
I thought the connection is right after you have the sheet.
Yeah, I have the sheet.
Right after the Tehillim Lamed Daled.
Yeah.
Bak Shalom Refeu. Also, how is he Bak Shalom? Meaning, you had said that he runs after Shalom. Meaning, he's always trying to make peace between people. If you're making peace between people, then automatically, then you are Ohev Esabrios.
If you're the type of person who is making peace, so then you're going to love other people as well, because you want to make peace
amongst them.
So even if you say that, so it's still a looser connection. It doesn't directly, I mean, there's one midah of Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. Okay, that's going to make you someone that's Ohev Esabrios, but the Ohev Shalom and the Rodev Shalom doesn't directly relate to the end of the mission of Mekarev on the Torah, meaning, that is true. Fine. So I totally accept what you're saying. So much so that the Avos Derb Nosson says, two famous stories about Aaron, how would he achieve the Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom? So this is a very well-known story that Rashi quotes part of it in Chumash, that when Moshe died, when Aaron dies, it says, V'yivku kol beis Yisrael, that all the Jewish people cried. Why? So the Avos Derb Nosson says the following. Where is it? Let's see. Ohev Esabrios. Where is it?
It's not on the sheet, no.
I think it's here, but the basic medrash that the Chazal bring is that if Aaron would know that there are two people who are fighting with each other, so he would go to Reuven and say, you know, Shimon really feels bad that he's fighting with you, and he really wants to make up with you, and this fight's over nothing, we'll try to work our differences out. And then he would do the same thing to Shimon and say, Reuven really wants to make up with you, and they would say, oh, did he really say that? And that's the way he would be Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. So that is different than the way Chazal described that he would be Mekarev on the Torah through becoming his friend. Let me just see if that's, where is that story? I'm not sure. I think it's a Medrash. And the other Rashi also quotes it here. That is the explanation of Rabbi Yonah. The question that he dealt with is Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom. What's the redundancy? Why is it that the Mishnah is telling us that we should love peace and we should seek peace? So he takes it more in a negative way, Rabbi Yonah, meaning don't just be an Ohev Shalom, that's not the ideal, but you should also be a Rodev Shalom as well, that you should go actively seek out peace and do it. But Rabbi, not on the sheet, but Rabbi Bechaya says kind of the opposite approach, that a person could be a Rodev Shalom, which means that he wants to see peace and he'll seek out peace, maybe because it bothers him that people are fighting, or he wants it for himself. In my community, I don't want there to be any fighting. Not because I care that, you know, Joe and Shmo are fighting, but I don't want fighting in my community. It's my community. I want to live in a peaceful place. So I'm going to seek out peace, not because I love peace as a midah in of itself. selfishly I'm going to seek out peace, or I have my own ulterior motives, or maybe because of those guys are fighting, somehow that doesn't, I want to do a deal with both of them, so I'm going to seek out peace. That's one level of Rodev Shalom. Says Rabbi Mechai that a person should be an Ohev Shalom. When we involve ourselves in Midos Tovos, it's not just enough that we should do them, but they should become part of who we are. We should be an Ohev Shalom. It's one thing to go out and do things and accomplish a lot and be a Rodev Shalom and be a Oseh Chesed. But part of the goal, part of what Judaism expects from us in terms of Midos, in terms of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, is that we should become that. And I saw relates very much to this idea of Ben Yonah, the Nesiva Shalom and the Shlomo Rebbe in the Hakdama to a Sefer. So he develops this idea very nicely. And he says that the whole source of Midos and doing good to other people, where does that come from for us? And we'll see, as it relates to the Parsha, that Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and the way we look at the world and how we try to live moral, correct lives, so for the Umas Olam, that just comes from logic, that they say, logically, it makes sense we shouldn't steal. You can't have a moral society where they're stealing. And that's why, if they're moral, upstanding people, they'll stay away from stealing. But for us, all the mitzvot that we'll see in Parsha Mishpatim, all that, they're all colored through the Torah, that the Torah adds to them not just a social convention, but there's a spiritual aspect to them as well. And where does that come from? That comes from v'halachta bedrachav. We're not just have good midos and are compassionate towards others because we think that's important, which it is, and it helps other people and it makes the world a better place. But we're trying to mimic and become spiritually better people by following Hashem's ways. And that's what halachta bedrachav means. What does it mean, halachta bedrachav? The Medrash says, Hidabik bedrachav, attach yourself to Hashem's ways. Mahu nikra racham afata havi racham. Mahu nikra chanon afata bichanon. We discussed this Medrash when we learned Shemona Prakim. That just like a person, just like Hashem is called rachum and is called chanon, he is compassionate towards others, so too you should be like that. So the Medrash doesn't say you should do those things. You should act with rachmanos and you should act with chaninos. Rather, the Medrash says that mahu nikra afata havi, as he is called. Meaning, when it comes to Hashem, obviously we're not talking about Hashem's essence, but the way we perceive Hashem, the way we describe Him, He doesn't just do things that have rachamim. He, in essence, is filled with rachamim. So when we want to model midos in Hashem's ways, it's not enough just to follow in the actions, but we're supposed to become that. That's what all these mitzvos are supposed to do for us. It's not enough just to do them, but the mitzvos and the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro should impact us in a way that we are that. Just like Hashem is Rachum, Hashem is Chanun, that's part of Hashem's, the way we perceive Hashem, that's part of who He is. It's not just a thing that He does. When it comes to us as well, we're not supposed to just go and do chesed. We're supposed to be people who are gomlei chasadim. That's part of the definition of a Jew. That the Gemara says that if someone's not gomlei chasadim, the Gemara says, Rachmanim by Hashem gomlei chasadim, in the context of geiris, the Gemara says, so then you should go check his yichus, because definitionally what a Jew means is someone who cares for others and does for others. It's not just the action, but just like we have a part of our neshama, we're connected to Hashem, we try to have a tzelem elokim and we mimic Hashem, and the way the midos work in Hashem is not just an action, but it's a definition, so too, it's a definition. So what Ohev Shalom and Rodev Shalom means is that we shouldn't just seek peace in the action way, but we should be people who want to seek peace because we actually are Ohev Shalom. We love and we value the Midah of Shalom. Now the question is, what exactly is the Midah of Shalom? How do we define Shalom, and how does it going to bridge? The question we asked in Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the bridge between the four things in the Mishnah, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ovis Abiras U'Mekarvan LaTorah? What is Shalom? So we're going to look at a Medrash here. Before the Maharal on the Mishnah elaborates on this, but we'll look at a Medrash, which a lot of what he says comes from. So we'll look at a Medrash on the fourth source, the Vayikra Rabba. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Gadol Hashalom Shekol HaBrachos Kolos Bo. Hashem Oz Li'amo Yitein Hashem Yivarech Esamo B'Shalom. When the Pasuk in Tehillim describes what bracha Hashem wants to give to the Jewish people, he sums up all the brachos as Hashem Yivarech Esamo B'Shalom. That's all we want is Shalom, and it's probably no coincidence then that that's the last bracha of Shemon Esrei. That after we've asked for everything that we need, we've given Shevach, Barkasha, Hodah, and we've had a full interaction and approach to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Tefillah, we sum it up with Shalom, because it's the midah that is kolalos hakol, as we've, I think we've mentioned this Ramban a number of times, that in the end of Bereishis, when Yaakov was going down to Mitzrayim, and he was nervous, he knew, he felt that it was the start of the Gullus, and he needed to do something, so the Torah says that he brought Zvachim l'Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. He brought a karbon to the God of his father Yitzchak. It doesn't mention Avram. So the Ramban explains, why is it specifically Aviv Yitzchak? So he says, because Yitzchak represents the Midas Hadin, and he wanted to channel properly the Midas Hadin and get the Midas Hadin on his side before he goes down to Gullus. And the Pasuk says that he brought Zvachim. So the Ramban says, what is Zvachim? So he says there are two types of karbanos. There's an Ola and there's a Shlamim. An Ola goes totally up to Shemayim. We don't benefit from it all. And a Shlamim, it gets divvied out. The Kohanim eat some of it. The owner of the karbanon eat some of it. And some of it goes in the Mizbeach. And the Rashi in Chumash says it's called a Shlamim because it's Shalom Lakol. Hashem, the Kohanim, and the Yisraelim all, so to speak, benefit from the karbon. And Shlamim comes from the name Shalom. And the Ramban says that Shalom means, and the Shlamim represents, it's the Midah that's Kolalas as Hakol. Shalom does not just mean peace. Peace comes from a person or a country or whenever someone's in a peaceful state where everything in his life, everything in their life is all brought together. He's able to be in a peaceful state because he's not worried about this and that. All the things in his life become centralized and he's able to be in a relaxed, peaceful state, or the country is in a peaceful state. It's not just a war, but they're able to flourish because the Midah of Shalom just means that you're Bishlemus when it comes to everything. It's more than just peace. And that's why it's the bracha that Hashem includes everything with. It's all the bracha that we can ask for is Shalom. As we end tefillah that way and we find the Birchas Kohanim, Shalom does not just mean peace. It means bringing all the positive attributes together that a person could be in a peaceful state. And the Medrash continues, Chizki Amar Tarti, Chizki Amar Gadol Shalom, how great is peace? Shekol HaMitzvos Kasav Bahu. All the mitzvos are related to Shalom. Ki tira ki tifke ki yikra im basa mitzvah liyadcha ata zakek la'asoso v'im lav iya ata zakek la'asoso baram hacha baka shalom v'ratfehu bak shalom komcha v'ratfehu makom acher. Interesting. All the other mitzvahs, I don't know who picks these examples, there are some mitzvahs that are not like this, but all the other mitzvahs like we see in this week's Parsha, so it's good we quoted it, ki sira, I think that's referring to the chamor, or when you see someone's, I think that's referring to an aveda. Let's double check that. The mitzvah of pre-cantina. When you see someone's chamor, and that its load is too heavy on its back, you have a mitzvah to help him remove it from the animal's back, or the opposite case, if he's having trouble putting the load on the animal's back, there's a mitzvah to help him. So that, when does that mitzvah apply? Ki sira, only when you see, or ki sifke, when you find a kan sipur. There's no mitzvah to seek out the shiluach hakan. Ki yikra, when it comes to you. If this mitzvah comes to you, then you should do it, but you don't have to seek it out. What mitzvah does the Torah say that you have to actively seek it out? It doesn't just say when there is machlokas, make peace. It says, "Baki shalom v'radfeyu." Always seek it out. Bring it to yourself. Go after it to wherever there is peace that needs to be brought to. Chizki Amar, another statement. Chori gadol shalom shebichol hamesos v'yasu v'yachanu nosim b'machlokes v'chonim b'machlokes. When it says in Bamidbar in Parshas Matos, when it goes through all the different ma'asos, the journeys the Klai Yisrael went with v'yasu v'yachanu. Whenever they would travel, there'd be machlokas. All of Klai Yisrael weren't getting along perfectly, as we know, in some of the things that happened in Sefer Bamidbar. Kevin Shabo kulam l'tnei Har Sinai nasa kulam chanaya achas hadad d'chsev v'yechan sham Yisrael v'yachanu sham bnei Yisrael ein ksev ela v'yichan sham. It doesn't say v'yachanu; it says v'yichin in Lashon Yachid, as Rashi says, k'ish echad b'lev echad. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu shasha ani nosi nas Torah lebanai. When I'm coming to give Torah to my children, then there's peace. Again, that proves the point, that peace doesn't have to do per se with just getting along, because how does the Torah, so we're going to explore how the giving of the Torah brings peace, how does that work? And it relates to our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, Oiv Shalom, Rode Shalom, Ovis Abiris, Mekarvan La Torah, it's all geared towards the Torah, but when the Torah was being given, then Klai Yisrael were in the state of Shalom, because there we get to see that they were going on all cylinders. They are reaching the ideal of what Klai Yisrael was supposed to be. They achieved that shleimus, so they were able to not have machlokas. It was an outgrowth of the fact that the Torah was being given. And finally, the Medrash has more statements of Gadol Shalom. Amr Yudin Bar Yossi, Gadol Shalom, Sheshmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Shalom. How great is Shalom? One of the names that we refer to as Hashem is Shalom. Hadechse Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. It says in Shoftim that he called out to Hashem Shalom. So he referred to Hashem as Shalom, so much so that we actually pass him this Lahalacha. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Amr of Tanklon Bar Yudin Mikan. The fact that the name of Hashem is Shalom, if a person's in the bathroom, he cannot greet his friend by saying shalom. He can say hello, hi, good morning. But in the bathroom, well, I'd say his name is Shalom. So yeah, because I think they do talk about that. But I think that it's also a person should be careful to not say the word shalom in the bathroom or any other dirty place where you can't mention the name of Hashem, because shalom is a name of Hashem. It's not one of the names that you're not allowed to erase it. If you write your name shalom, you're allowed to erase it. But it has a meaning of the name of Hashem. And this again proves, I think, on the highest level, that it doesn't just mean peace. Hashem, there's no one for Hashem to not be at peace with. There's no, okay, it says Hashem Yish Melchama, and it says in Parshas Bishalach that Hashem's going to have a Melchama im Amalek midor dor, but however we understand that, it doesn't mean that Hashem, you know, if Hashem wants to destroy Amalek, Hashem can destroy Amalek. Hashem is the total perfection, the total shleimus. The fact that we refer to Hashem as Shalom shows us that again, this midah of shalom isn't just peace, but it has included in it all the positive midos coming together to allow the person to achieve shleimus. And there's nothing bigger, more shleimus, the ultimate perfection, which is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only one that, as the Rambam says, is truly a perfect being, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we refer to him as shalom. So with that background of A, the importance of shalom, and B, that shalom is much more than just peace, as we see from the fact that it's Hashem's name, and through the giving of the Torah that increases shalom, and that all the brachos are dependent on shalom. So we can have an added perspective to the Mishnah, what the Mishnah is driving at. And the Maharal says the concept of the need for shalom really goes back to Briyas HaOlam. The world, once the world existed, is when Machlokes came into existence, and there was a need for shalom. Before the world existed, it was just Hashem and his being, and there was no one to fight with, and there was no one to argue with. There was no need for shalom, because it was Hashem and his perfection. By creating the world, there was a need now for shalom. Where do we see there were machlokesim right away? And the first time that any beings were created, we find the machlokes. Although however you have to take this medrash, literally, not literally, but the first machlokes, what was the first machlokes in Briyas Olam? First argument we had? With the sun and the moon. Hashem originally created them as two equal moros gdolim, gdolos, and then Hashem was mocked in the levana. He made the levana smaller because they had an argument. And the Torah even says that's why we start the Torah with the bays of Bracious, because Aleph has in it words that connotates machlokas and strife. So the world was created to avoid shalom, and then the first thing that we see once the world is created is shalom, as machlokes, by first the sun and the moon, and then the first people, not the first people who were created, Adam and Chava seem to have gotten along, but Cain and Hevel, we find the machlokes and the repercussions that came from that. So you see already in Bracious, machlokes seeping into the world, and the need for shalom to bring things back to the way it is. And why is that? So the Maharal explains in the third source. Okay, the first part got cut off, but what he says is that the next part you have with the da-da-da, but he just quotes the rest of the Mishnah. What the Maharal says is that this world in Chazal is referred to as Alma de Piruda. The way the world Olam Hazeh is described is the world of Pirud, of separation. In essence, this world, Olam Hazeh, causes things to separate from each other and to not have shalom. How does that work? As we described it, before the world was created, it was just Hashem in his ultimate perfection in his shleimus. By creating this world, by definition, we're moving away. Hashem's presence is not fully felt the way it was before it was created. But by definition, and in Kabbalah, they describe how the world's created through Tzimtzum, through Hashem pulling his presence away. If Hashem's presence was totally felt in this world, there would be no room for our human activities. So Hashem had to pull himself away. The whole world is based on a separation. And the more we're separated from Hashem, the more there's going to be machlokas. So already, once the world was created, the first things that were created, they fought by nature. because they were beings that were now separated from Hashem. They looked back at themselves and they said, we don't need Hashem's existence anymore. We're strong. We're beings on our own, the sun and the moon. We could handle things ourselves. So the moon started up with the sun and said, I want to be in charge. If he realized that everything was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that Hashem was planning the world exactly how it should be, there'd be no room for machlokas because there's no separation. He's still attached to his source by trying to separate. And by being their own personalities separate from their creator, that's where machlokas came about. And that's what happened with Cain and Hevel. What was the source of their machlokas? Jealousy. Jealousy can only be there if you remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the picture. Once you, if you have full emunah in Hashem, there's no room for jealousy. And Cain should have given the best of his, what started the whole fight? By him not giving the best of his crap. If he would have given the best of what he had to offer, by having his emunah, having strong emunah, then he would have given everything. And he wouldn't have been jealous because he would have realized everything's in its place. It's through his lack of emunah that caused the separation, that caused the machlokas. And that's why shalom is so important. Because shalom's achieving part of what the point of this world is. The point of this world is to have a recognition, an understanding, a feeling, a knowing, and a knowledge of Hashem's existence. Every machlokas at its root is a separation, a distancing, not being able to see Hashem directly. We see that from the first machlokas. When the world was created and people were able to close their eyes for a second from Hashem's presence, that's what created machlokas. And that's why the name of Hashem is Shalom, because the completeness, the wholeness, the shleimus is getting back to the way the world should be. And that's why the brachos and the Torah, all that, how does the giving of the Torah create peace? Because Har Sinai was part of the main tachlis, the world, it reached its tachlis. And if we, as we'll see in the coming weeks, if we wouldn't have been chote chete egel, then the world would have been a totally different place. I think we saw the Sforno last week, that it would have been Olam Haba on the spot at Parshas Yisrael, if it wouldn't be for the breakdown at Chet Egel, which also has machlokas related to it. So we see that through Shalom, the world is achieving its purpose, and it's connecting back to its original source where Hashem created it, and that's through the Torah. And that's why Shalom is such an important midah, that it's not just seeking peace in and of itself, it's seeking peace to make the world a more godly place. And it's time to read it inside, but Rav Kook adds, read one or two lines. Rav Kook adds why the emphasis on the Mishnah is Milashon Ava. First we have Oiv Shalom, Brother Shalom, Oiv Asabrios. So the first two things that we do to achieve the goal, achieving Shalom and to achieve the Mekarim the Torah, is through Ava. And Rav Kook explains, we mentioned this, I think, when we talked about, not this piece of Rav Kook, but this idea, when we mentioned the Olam's Omid of Torah Vodah Gemilas Chasadim, that all stems from Avas Hashem. The more you have, I think we quoted the Maral at the time, the more a person loves Hashem, then naturally he's going to love the people that Hashem created, because it's all part of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Kook says it's impossible for one who loves Hashem, his language is, Iyesha Shalol Ovat Hashem, Viyesha Shalay Atzmiach Koach Ava Mituka Umuchreches Zos Tzamach Masi. First he says it's impossible to not love Hashem. Interesting what he means by that. And then he continues that once you love Hashem, it's impossible that it won't grow from that love of Hashem. It won't sprout forth more sweet love, Ava Masuka, he says, that has to bring action to it. Because if a person loves Hashem, he wants to see Hashem's plan and the way Hashem designed the world to be in full force. So therefore, if you, through the midah of love, that's going to push a person, Oiv Shalom, he loves Shalom, he has the midah of Ava, he loves, it's that which stems from the Ava Hashem, then it's going to turn into action. He's going to seek out peace. Oiv Asabrios, he actually loves people. He loves people the way he should because he realizes that the people are stemming from his creator, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to be Mekarvam the Torah. And they quote, I think I've heard this quote from his son, Tzvi Kook, and other people quote this idea. The Mishnah says a fascinating thing. Oiv Asabrios, Mekarvam the Torah. It doesn't say, Oiv Asabrios, Kidei Lekarvam the Torah, or Amanas Lekarvam the Torah, that a person should love people in order that he should bring them close to the Torah. No. A person should love people in and of itself. By loving people, we'll make carve in the Torah. He'll bring them closer to the Torah. You don't love them for ulterior motives. You don't even love them for the sake of doing kiruv. You love them because they're brios, because Hashem created them, because you love Hashem, and it stems from that. And then once that love is so true, and that's the way the love should be, then you'll be able to make carve in the Torah. You'll bring them close to Torah. And it's the same idea, that just like the shalom stems from not just having social peace and wanting everyone to get along, but it stems from an understanding that shalom is the true Ratzon of Hashem, so too the Ava that drives all these midos comes from having a true relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Parshas Mishpatim is so fitting to understand this theme, because that's what Mishpatim is all about. After we received the Torah HaSinai, and we had the whole fanfare, and the kolos, and the brachim, and the Aseret HaDibros, things could get, seem to get a little dry. Parshas Mishpatim has a lot of details, many, many mitzvos, of how to go about, you know, avadim, and nezikin, and shor shenagach, and a lot of details to it. So how do those two things relate? And Rashi right away connects the Mishpatim to the Har Sinai. As the Pasuk says, Ve'elo Mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. Ve'elo, Rashi says, the Vav is to connect, Rashi's not on the sheet, but it's to connect what we read previously, Matan Torah at Har Sinai, to Mishpatim. Mari shonim Sinai af ilu Sinai. To connect these Mishpatim, don't think that it's a different Torah. It's the same Torah with the Kolos and the Brachim and the Aseres HaDibros. And Shabbos is the same Torah of how to treat an Eved. And what is the source, what is the root of all this Mishpatim? So the Ramban explains, I think this is a review from last year, I think we did this Ramban. The Ramban explains what is the driving theme of all the mitzvos, or many of the mitzvos that we're going to read in Parshas Mishpatim. So he says, first, we wanted to get the Aseres HaDibros because we wanted to have a clear knowledge of who Hashem was and what He expects from us. And the Aseres HaDibros, the first two is the Yedias Hashem, Amunah, and the Isra of Avodah Zarah. Then he tells Moshe to tell them more, to tell them other mitzvos. And if you look on that relate to Avodah Zarah, and now if you look on the fourth, fifth line of the Ramban, Ve'ilo Mishpatim, Kenegel, on the last source in the Sheva, Ve'ilo Mishpatim, Kenegelo Sachmon. In the Aseres HaDibros, the last of the Aseres HaDibros, the mitzvah was Lo Sachmod, that we shouldn't covet other people's things. Rooting from Lo Sachmod is every, or most of the mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim. How so? Ki im lo yada ad mishpat habayis o hasada v'shar ha-mamon yichashev shehu shalo v'yichamdai v'chayel atzmo. If a person doesn't have clear boundaries and realize where my money stops and the next guy's property starts and how I acquire things and what's my house, what's my field, and how do I, who's my Eved, how do I acquire an Eved, when I damage, what I have to be careful that my property doesn't damage someone else's property, those are all clear to me. I won't come to Lo Sachmod. I won't come and desire other people's things. It will be clear. Fichamer tasim lefneihem. Put them before them. Mishpatim yisharim, yanhigo osam b'mineihem. By putting them before them, them as the collective group, these mishpatim yisharim, then we'll know how to work with each other. Yanhigo osam b'nayim. Between ourselves, we'll be able to work together and we'll have shalom. This is what all these mitzvahs are about. Parshat Mishpatim, the whole theme is to achieve shalom. V'lo yichendo she'ino shalhem min ad-din. V'chein ha'ra medjish, Rabba, kol ha'Torah kulu tuli b'mishpat. The whole Torah depends on mishpat, and that's why this is the first mitzvahs after Aseres HaDibros, the dinim. V'chein yifarsh be'el mishpatim ha'mishpat ba'avodah zarah b'chavod ha'av v'ratzicha v'aniyav v'nizkarim ba'Aseres HaDibros. And that's why in this parsha we have other mitzvos that were mentioned in relation to Aseres HaDibros to bring us back to that point of Aseres HaDibros. The Ramban saying is what makes this Mishpatim so important is to realize that the what we would think are just laws of social convention and how to make sure that people get along really are what he says, the whole Torah depends on them. And they're just as important, they're equally as important and spiritually charged as the Aseres HaDibros. As we said, to follow in Hashem's ways. These mitzvahs don't just come from people needing to get along with each other. But by getting along properly, we're following Hashem's ways. And that's why the Mishpatim directly relate to Parshas Yisro, through the Aseres HaDibros. Just like there was fanfare and all the excitement, although the Parshas Mishpatim is filled with details and they may seem complicated, but the message of them is the same, is that to view our interactions with each other not just as making sure we get along, but it's stemming from our relationship to with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we can understand, if you would go through the mitzvahs here, you'll realize that they're not just to make sure there's shalom and there's no machlokas, but it's much more than that, just the first mitzvah of Eved Ivri. A person acquires a slave. The Gemara says he acquires a master for himself. By acquiring a slave, you've acquired your own master. What does that mean? The famous Gemara, if a person has two, only one pillow, he has a nice mattress and a not such a good mattress, he's obligated to give his slave better treatment. That doesn't just come from social convention of justice and making sure everybody gets along. Only when our mitzvot ben adam l'chavero are rooted in following Hashem's ways, getting closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, can we say that we'll treat an Eved even better than the master? That's unheard of in normal society. But that's what's unique about our mitzvos, that even the Ben Adam L'Chavero are colored with having a deep relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And through this, we can understand a very puzzling, if you turn your sheet over, a very puzzling parsha, part of our parsha. And that is Perek Chaf Dalet, more or less, the whole parish. But we'll just look at across a small section. Perek Chaf Dalet, the previous parak, we had more, we got more mitzvos, not as much Ben Adam L'Chavero, but some related to the Shalosh Regalim and Basar B'Chalav. And then there was a hard parsha of Hani Anochi Shalach Malach Lafanecha, Shmarcha B'Derech Olahavicha El HaMakom Hashaya Echanosi. Who's this Malach? I think we discussed this from Ban last year. Who's this Malach that's coming with them? It's foreshadowing to the Chet Egel, when Hashem says that I'm not going to come with just me alone, but I'm going to have to send a Shliach in my place. And then Pasuk Chaf Dalet seems to start. Perek Chaf Dalet seems to start in a separate place. The El Moshe Amar Alel El Adonai Atav V'Aron Adav V'Aviu. You should come up towards the mountain where Hashem is and to bow down. Moshe went up alone. He made a mizbeach and we told Klai so everything that Moshe. That everything Hashem said to do, and they all accepted it. And the famous pasuk that it ends with, pasuk zayin, v'kach sefer habris, v'yikra be'elznei ha'am, v'yomro kol asher diber adonai na'aseh v'nishma. The Klai Yisrael said, whatever Hashem has commanded us, we will do, we will listen. So this whole story seems to shadow and parallel what we read in Parshas Yisro, Moshe going up to the mountain, bringing the message to Bnei Yisrael, and that's exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says on Pasuk Aleph, this whole Parsha Zu Nemra Kodim Aseret Dibros, Ba'arba B'Siva Nemra Lo Allah. In Muktam Muchar B'Torah, things are out of order. This Parsha is really belongs before in Parshas Yisro, and that's where the Nasa Nishma really comes before. Without getting into all the details, the Ramban argues with Rashi extensively. The Ramban in general is not a big fan of In Muktam Muchar B'Torah unless he's forced to. He'd prefer for everything to be in order. And he says this is the new Parsha, a new bris. One of his proofs is what's, or part of his machlokas, is what does it mean in Pasuk Zayin, v'yikach sefer habris, v'yikra ba'aznei ha'am, v'yamro kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. What's this sefer habris? So Rashi says, well, we're back in Parshas Yisro. So the sefer habris is everything that we have gotten in the Torah till now. Mibreishas v'yad matan Torah. And the mitzvahs that got in Mara. So says the Ramban, no, sefer habris is everything from the end of Yisro after Matan Torah, through Parshas Mishpatim, they made a new bris at this point. According to the Ramban, there were two aspects of the whole scene in Har Sinai, or we'll call Matan Torah. There was the Aseret HaDibros in Har Sinai first, then Hashem took a break of Moshe going up. He told Moshe to come back down. He taught him in Har Sinai all the Mishpatim. Moshe taught Klai Yisrael Parshas Mishpatim. Then Moshe went up again, and they brought these karbanos, and they made a bris, and that's when they said Na'aseh V'nishma. The question is, if you learn, not like Rashi, that this is a separate parsha after Har Sinai, what's the point of all this? We already had the bris. We already accepted the Torah at Har Sinai. What does this add? This new bris at after Parshas Mishpatim. But based on what we've explained, the Parshas Mishpatim needed to be taught in the context of Parshas Yisrael. We have to understand our Oiv Shalom Baka Shalom, our Ovis Abrios only comes from Parshas Yisro, only comes from a close, intimate connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, stemming from Avas Hashem, and that Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. With that perspective of Ben Adam L'Chavero, Moshe had, there was a second Matan Torah, so to speak. We had a Matan Torah for the Ben Adam L'Makom, or for the Rabbeinu Yonah put it, the MS part of Torah, the clear mitzvot that directly relate to Avodas Hashem. And you would have thought that Mishpatim are just details in order that we should live good lives with each other, we shouldn't fight. And therefore we made a new bris. We made a safer bris. The Ramban says it's Parshas Mishpatim. They took Parshas Mishpatim, they made a bris on it. That's what they said, Na'aseh V'nishma, in order that they should emphasize this point, that our connections, our interactions between each other, it has the same bris that Har Sinai has. to realize that through all those interactions, through Ben Adam Lachaveru, we could also reach a closer connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Bahalach to Bedrachav. So the goal is for us to understand that Olav Shalom Barodu Shalom, not just to do those things, to be them like Hashem is, to try to emulate in Hashem's ways, to have a more Ruchnias type perspective on our Midos, which all stems from Avas Hashem, will help us continue through those positive with those positive Midos. I was on this.